All right, now moving on to the related paper.
So this paper analysis.
Yeah, if everybody could mute, because I can hear myself and it's quite off-putting. 4B.
So, yes, agenda paper 4B analyzes the feedback on the tentative agenda decision published last September on how an entity accounts for the step acquisition of an investment in a subsidiary in its separate financial statements. The committee received 9 comment letters. All but 2 respondents agreed with the committee's rationale and conclusion on question A. Respondents also commented on the committee's decision not to undertake standard setting. Regarding question B, 2 respondents agreed with the committee's decision not to add the matter to its agenda for the reasons set out in the tentative agenda decision. However, 2 respondents expressed concerns about the committee's conclusion on this question. Respondents' comments, together with our technical analysis and recommendation, are discussed in paragraphs 12 to 39 of the paper. On the basis of our analysis, we recommend finalizing the agenda decision subject to the changes described in paragraph 33 and 39A of the agenda paper and some additional editorial changes. I will now ask you whether you agree with our recommendation to finalize the agenda decision as set out in Appendix A of the agenda paper.
Thanks, Vincent. And maybe just a couple of important things I think to flag. So one is the proposed deletion to the second to last paragraph of the agenda decision to remove the committee's preferred view, which I think was always the plan, so to make it more purely a statement of fact as opposed to preference. And secondly, that I think we do acknowledge the fact that a number have questioned the usefulness of the information that might arise with one of these approaches, and that the plan would be to make sure that the board's aware of those concerns that have been raised and to talk about whether the board thinks it's a big enough deal that we should actually think about addressing that. I'm not sure it's the staff's preference, but we would plan to flag it with the board. So maybe with those 2 points, any observations people have on 4B? And if somebody could mute their phone, I think Bertrand's getting feedback as well. that would be good. 4B? Ton. Ton? Did you have your hand up?
Yes, thank you.
After reading the comment letter of KPMG, I agree with them that Article 8, 10 and 11 does not allow an entity to apply the accumulated cost approach. Indeed, in developing and applying accounting policy, an entity has to consider the requirement of other standards dealing with similar and related issues. I agree with the staff that the entity could also look to the definition of cost in other standards, as well as the observation that deemed cost is a surrogate for cost. However,
according to paragraph 10,
in developing and applying accounting policy in accordance with IS 8, the entity should pass another hurdle as well. And this is the accounting policy should result in information that is relevant and reliable. And especially in terms of relevance, what we saw in the last meeting in September, it seems to me that the outcome of the accumulated cost approach is not relevant. So I was wondering why the committee believes that the hurdle of paragraph 10 is met by the accumulated cost approach.
I think the simple answer to that, maybe the staff would be more specific, is that based on the analysis, as I remember it last time, and believe me, we spent a lot of time looking at this, particularly this cost point, I think the concern was that in all other cases that we could identify where it was very clear that you couldn't go back to the sort of accumulated cost approach, the word deemed had always been used. And we felt that that was an important difference between those other cases and this case. So that was the first, you know, direct reading that we had a challenge with in the staff analysis. And then once you think that the word, all of the word that we've got to work with is just plain cost with no adjective modifying the sort of natural meaning of cost used elsewhere, we struggled to get to a different conclusion. And if you reach that conclusion, I'm not sure that you can then apply a policy that, you know, that the relevant and words about policy choice really apply where you don't have a direct requirement. I mean, and that would be the way I would see it's a challenge, even though I like the answer. But Reinhardt, I'm suspecting, is going to comment on this point as well. Reinhardt?
Thanks, Sue. So probably no surprise that I agree with the comments in the KPMG comment letter. And I guess what the way I would particularly look at it is that the staff, in its analysis of whether the accumulated a cost approach is appropriate, looks to other standards and the conceptual framework for the definition of cost. And then in refuting the comments made by some commentators, including KPMG and others, about whether in fact this is reversing the old accounting, the staff knows that it's really just resetting the value of the initial interest upon a change in measurement basis. I mean, so to me, if the issue is what do we do when there's a change.
Reinhardt, you've cut out.
I'll speak more slowly, maybe. Is that better?
Yeah, you cut out completely for a moment, but you've come back again.
Okay. So if, in my view, the relevant issue in relation to cost is what is the cost on a change in measurement basis? And we have other literature like IFRS 9, IAS 40, which would suggest when you change a measurement basis, you don't do anything to the existing value that you have at that particular date. And so I think, in my view, applying paragraph 11 in IAS 8, the way I think it would be applied to this circumstance, we would only come back to fair value as deemed cost as being the appropriate method, and not accepting the accumulated cost approach. So I just wanted to reiterate that perspective.
Okay, anybody else want to comment? Michael?
I just had one observation, kind of related to Tom's point, but from a different perspective. I know the word is coming out of the decision, but I think it may be around the decision. But I wondered about the strength of the word not, or the phrase not useful, because I did also stumble across paragraph 10 of IAS 8, and I know that relevance doesn't use the word usefulness, but if it's absolutely not useful, is there an unintended consequence that the committee is saying it is not actually an acceptable policy? I mean, you might say it's less useful. But not useful seems very absolute if you're looking at the criteria of relevant.
Do we have that in the revised?
It was in the strike.
Okay, but I think it may still be in the update, I guess, is it?
Makoto?
Yes, thank you very much, Sue. So that I understand that I was not joining the September IFRIC meeting, so that I didn't know the, you know, the very detailed background of the discussion, so that I should hesitate to give you the, any kind of, you know, that very specific comment. So if I may, let me give you a very general comment as a regulator. So that I understand that on this question, you are proposing two options, and at this moment, which option could be, you do not show that which option could be preferable. But you know that as a regulator, it's preferable for us that see the only single one consolidated approach, because as an enforcement view, you know that it's better for us to have only a single consolidated approach. So that, of course, that as I mentioned, that I should give any kind of a preference on these two options. But let me just give you as a very general regulator's view. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bruce?
Thanks, Sue. I don't find anyone bad thing, but there's a huge amount of feedback.
I was just going to say, from our perspective, we battled for years with this definition of cost. Or should I say this lack of a definition of cost? So my view on this is, we may not be getting a lot of people have commented, maybe the ideal solution, but I think it is the best solution in terms of what we've got. So on that basis, I support the agenda decision as it's written. I just wanted to point out, just that deletion that we've had, obviously, about our preference. Just given we have representatives from the DPOC there, I think we should, as a committee, we should strongly not put in our preference. I think if we had a situation where we say we've got two options and our preference as a committee is something, one is above the other, I think we should be saying, well, then we believe there's standard setting required. So I just think it's a process we shouldn't be doing that.
Thank you, Bruce. Young Sir?
Yeah, I should say that I agree with the staff in a sense that the staff has done a good job in reading the current standard. But as I said, I still think we have to think about why the proposed accounting is a proper accounting in the separate financial statements. For that, I think the board has to seriously think about standard setting, especially on IAS 27. The board has to think about what is the purpose of the separate financial statements. And the board also has to think about what is the meaning of the cost in the separate financial statements. Without solving it, we cannot but allow two alternative accounting methods. So I believe the current accounting, the agenda decision is the right agenda decision, but still standard setting is very much needed.
Thank you. Tony?
I'm comfortable with the staff's analysis, and I support the agenda decision with the amendments that the staff has suggested. My sense on the first question is that there is a definition of cost in other standards, and much as a lot of us might prefer to say that using fair value as deemed cost is a better answer, I think we have that definition of cost, and I don't think we can ignore it. And I think there's a difference between the word relevant and irrelevant. So I think if a company is making a decision to use it, then I don't think it fails the test in IAS 8 if it is clearly disclosed. And in terms of the usefulness of the information, with a debit running through the income statement, that seems to me to be something that could be addressed relatively easily through disclosures. So overall, I'm comfortable with where the staff's got to, and I'm comfortable with approving the decision as drafted.
Thank you, Tom. Bertrand?
Just to mention that I agree with the staff analysis and the staff proposal in the agenda decision, including the two options, let's put it that way, to account for it. So I agree with what is currently written in the draft agenda decision.
Thank you. Andrew?
Much as I might like to come to one answer in this one, I find it difficult with the literature as drafted in the definitions we have to rule out the second approach that we have here. And I agree with what Tony was saying, that I think you can get there. The question then is really one for the board, whether the board feels that it would be appropriate to do something in terms of standard setting. But I think from our perspective as a committee to interpret the standards, that this is where we have to end up.
Thank you. Guy?
My comments were going to be very similar to what Andrew just described. I would personally, if I were preparing accounts, most likely take the fair value as deemed cost approach. I do find it difficult to rule out the accumulated cost model and the analysis of the staff and what's laid out in the agenda decision. So I don't think we can preclude that, and so I would I would agree that the with the agenda decision as drafted. But it does come back to what if anything needs to be done in the context of this. I'm not like Andrew. That's really a board decision rather than this committee's decision. That being said, I'm personally not convinced that this is an urgent standard setting issue, given that fair value as deemed cost is clearly an acceptable approach, and if a preparer or others felt that that was the more useful information, they can certainly adopt that approach. So I'm not sure it's an urgent standard setting matter, albeit that is a board decision rather than this committee's decision.
Okay. Thank you, Guy. Can I get a show of hands from the committee on whether you agree with finalising the agenda decision as presented in the paper?
Can I be hopefully not difficult? Only to say that we had one, as a strictly editorial suggestion, not that you're surprised, is that at the start of, somebody pointed out that obviously there's quite a distance between when we explain that question B only applies when you're applying the cumulative cost approach and where question B starts. So as a strictly editorial suggestion, we may just insert a few words at the beginning of question B that just says something like, in applying the cumulative cost approach. Just solely as a link to make sure it's clear that people are clear when they're reading what question B says, we're talking about only in the accumulated cost approach situation.
All right. With that, can I get a show of hands for the committee on the finalising the agenda decision as set out with the one change Tina just explained?
One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Mikhail? 13 again. Okay, and we will report back to the board the feedback on the outcome on 4B. Andrew, did we talk about that all step acquisitions? So this is page 14, the paragraph last before question B. I didn't know if we've had... today, in this meeting now, have we talked about whether we want the words all-step acquisition or just two-step acquisitions? Okay, so in the paragraph just before question B, would apply its reading of the requirements consistently to step acquisition transactions. Okay, so we'll delete the word all. Yeah. Nobody's screaming, so hopefully that's okay. All right? Thank you very much. A little bit longer than I thought we would be. Oh, okay. Question five. Paper five, even. Yes. Sorry. My batteries are going flat.
The very last paper, work in progress. Obviously, just notes as usual, just anything that's not talked about at this meeting. So we mentioned just a couple of the tentative agenda decisions where we've received comments that we didn't talk about today, but we'll bring back, we plan to bring back in March. And also that paper notes two new matters that you haven't yet discussed but will be discussing at future meetings. One thing that I'll also just mention, we mentioned to you last time, but I realise we didn't put in this paper, but I thought I'll just highlight to you, of course, is that one thing that will also be coming back to you for discussion is holdings of cryptocurrencies. We mentioned it last time. The board has asked the committee to consider whether it might publish a tentative agenda decision on that. And so that's something that we'll be bringing back to you. Again, we expect at the March meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. And I'll see you in March.
6 weeks.
6 weeks time. Okay. Thank you very much.